8:11, Galesburg's Morning News. Knox County Fair gets underway tomorrow. It's running all the way through Saturday. Some great events going on, as always, and this year will be no different, and it's actually going to be great weather the entire week. A little bit warm, but it's going to be perfect fair weather coming up this week. The only precipitation in the forecast, slight chance on Friday night and slight chance on Saturday, but partly sunny still Saturday. But a great week for the Knox County Fair, and we're going to find out more about it. Joined this morning by, the entire fair board in with us here this morning. Darcy Thorpe. Good morning, Darcy. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks.
Thanks for coming in. Board President Ted Ennis. Ted, good morning. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning. Very glad to be here.
Scott Erickson and Josh Smith as well. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Hey, morning.
And
in the back.
Scott Anderson in the back.
We're not letting him talk.
I'm sorry. That's all right. Well, the fair, so it gets into it. And what was it? Was it how many years now that we moved the date up earlier? Was that
About 2 years ago.
About 2 years
ago? Yeah.
Okay.
We changed around for a carnival situation that we had. And we've kept with the same date now for a few years.
Which it seems to have been working out pretty well so far, right?
Otherwise, it's going to be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think. Yeah.
Well, you know, I found out by accident, if you just Google Knox County Fair, it's not necessarily ours that comes up first. So the other day, and I know you heard about this, Darcy, I'm like, oh, the fair starts whatever July. I can't remember what the dates I said. I think it started next Monday, the 16th, and blah, 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 going on. And somebody called.
In Ohio.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So there's, you can go 3 weeks in a row. You go here, and then next week in Indiana, then Knox County, Ohio is the following.
Right.
Week.
So, there we go.
So, of course, ours is the first and the best, though, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
All right. So things actually get underway. This is kind of exciting what you guys tell me off the air. Harness racing gets underway today, and that's a free event at the fair. And this is one of the biggest races in years, and maybe one of the biggest in Illinois this year. Is that right?
That's correct. They said that we're setting a record with, I think it's 63 to 64 head of horses. Mm-hmm. So this will be the first year that we've done it at night. So I think that's going to be a big benefit for the fair under the lights, you know. Mm-hmm. So it'll be very,
free.
Very good. And it's free.
Well, yeah, you can't beat that.
The weather's great.
Yeah. So what time will that start tonight then?
5 o'clock.
Yeah, right at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
A lot of horses are coming in. So it's the largest they've had a record. It's a record number this year.
I mean, are there not as many places or as many fairs doing it now?
I think most of them were rained out last week. They said they were scheduled 3 races and they were all rained out, so they got to get points. So they're all coming down from Chicago. So this will be interesting.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool thing. So, that's a lot of horses, and again, it's free. Now, so that will that go each day evening, or is it just today?
The harness race will just be tonight only.
Just tonight only. Yep. Okay, so harness racing night, that is a free event at the grandstands, and then the fair in earnest getting underway tomorrow. There are grandstand events every night. There's fun cards available, armband. Every night's an armband night. Let's talk about some of the things happening. Let's start with the let's talk some tractor pull tomorrow night.
Oh. Yeah, the Jim Smith Memorial Tractor Pull. It's the third annual. We have the Ileana Pullers coming in, doing a couple classes, and then we have the local trucks, gas and diesel, and then we have a couple classes of farm stock tractors this year. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get a wide variety of stuff going.
Be cool to see the local trucks and local tractors show up.
Yeah, then loud event, by the way.
Yes, very loud.
bring your earphones to plug up. But it's a really cool event. I guess the great thing, you know, with the entire grandstand, the entire thing, you always make sure the entire thing is family friendly.
That's correct. We try every year to make things just a little bit better, kind of keep things cleaned up, and that's a big thing for us is have good family atmosphere. You know, good family events, things for the kids. We're going to have some free events this year for kids only, and it's just. We want the family to come out and enjoy the fair and eat some good food and see some good events.
That's can't ever pass up the food. That's always the best part of it. All the food out there. So the fun cards just $25. They are good for all the grandstand events and your gate fee as well. You can pick those up. Are they still available at all the places? The Mobile in Knoxville, Hy-Vee on East Main, Hy-Vee on Henderson, Casey's in Watauga, Abingdon High Low. Also at the front gate at the fair as well.
Yeah, and it's a great value. $25.
Oh, yeah.
You can come all week. So yeah, please come out. I'm actually picking more up today because we're running out. So they'll
That's
be at the
thing.
Places and $25. And I just want to kind of go back to the tractor pull. It is all of our grandstand prices. We really looked at some comments last year And it is tough. It's a tough for a family of four to come out and afford it. So we really lowered all of our grandstand prices now. So tractor pull, it'll be $10 a person. Students are $5, which is great. And anybody under 42 inches is free. So bring the family. It'll be a fun event.
Trying to get as many people out there as possible. And a lot of families that have a bunch of kids or even a couple kids, it's really tough to be able to come out and actually spend a night because it costs so much money. So
did
what we could to try to knock it down a little bit.
So stands.
Tractor pull tomorrow night, 6:30. Then Wednesday, stock car races also at 6:30. That's always a big one. That brings a lot of people out.
Yeah, we're doing something special this year. It's called the a back row challenge. Where in the feature race, we take the car that are on the front row, and we offer them $7,500 to go to the back. If they pass all the cars and win, they win $7,500 plus their regular purse. But also this year, in hopes to get the fans more involved, each fan that enters the grandstands will receive a ticket. They are eligible to win $2,500 if their ticket is drawn by that driver.
Really? Oh, that's a really cool thing. So the drivers that qualify the fastest will have the option to be more challenging, start in the back row. Hey, I might have the fastest car. So that's kind of a cool idea. And they can win an extra $7,500 if I can still
end up winning. If they pass everybody, then they draw a ticket, and one lucky fan in the stands is going to win $2,500.
Oh, that's really cool. Well, that'll buy a lot of funnel cakes.
You want that ticket?
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, corn dogs, funnel cakes, everything. So that's Wednesday night, stock car races. Thursday, the Overlanders Mud Drags. That's always, again, loud but fun, really fun event. I mean, that's when you like seeing things get muddy. There you go.
That is correct. The Overlanders Mud Drags are going to be on Thursday night. They'll be starting at 6 o'clock. Last year we had those guys. It was the first year we'd had them. We kind of had some issues, but this year we're learning a little bit more, and we're going to have some things different. We're going to try to run side-by-side drags, actually, with the trucks, so things will go a lot quicker. And it
get the track a little wider and make it a little better show, more of a continuous flowing show instead of a one run and then wait and then one run and wait. So hopefully we'll see how that works.
Yeah, they're excited, so I think we'll have a good turnout on that make that into a really good event.
So what's it take to get the track set up for that? Just a lot of water, I'm guessing?
Well, those guys like a lot of depth. Mm-hmm. So we got to till the track up. I mean, that's hard to do. You know, like tonight, we're getting the track ready for the horse races. So we have to have it prepared one way.
That takes a special way of doing it to make sure the horses are happy. And then you have to do a different way for the
races.
For the races and the track pulls.
But they like to have a lot of depth in the dirt so they can really go and throw dirt. And that's what makes everybody kind of happy when the mud flies and trucks are loud.
Right. So then what makes for a lot of work after that, then you have to get the track, I guess, kind of repaired for the figure eight, the demo derby. I mean, that's got to be a lot of work. I mean, is that an all-nighter after the mud drags?
Most of the night and all the next day. Yeah.
Wow. That seems like that takes a lot. So you mentioned that a little bit different for the horses, a little more, not depth, but just a little more loose dirt on top. Is that?
Yeah, they have a special drag that they bring in that we have to drag the track with, and it makes it a kind of a fluffy surface, but they can still grab, and not too fluffy that it hurts the horse's feet or anything, or hooves, I guess, but none of us are experts. We just do what we're told on the horse thing.
There you go. Knox County Fair gets underway tomorrow. Harness racing actually tonight at 5 o'clock. Absolutely free. Biggest race in Illinois. 60, how many horses?
I know it's around 60 to 65 heads. Should be very, very good. And a lot of races to see.
So we get to Friday night, the figure eight, always a fun, exciting event. And we're talking about just the grandstand events now, the figure eight on Friday night. That gets underway at 6 o'clock. So that, it's not, figure eight is not a demo derby, but in some ways it can kind of become one, I guess.
Yeah, it's more actually a race anymore. Mm-hmm. We're on that point series, I don't remember the name of it right offhand, but we're on that point series that is going around to all the county fairs and small towns around here. And I think we had well over 100 cars last year, and we're expecting 120 to 130 again this year.
Wow, that's good.
It's fun to watch them because they'll even hesitate to miss each other. You know, they're that competitive.
They're trying not to wreck the cars.
Yeah. Still try to go as fast as you can, but you don't want to wreck and mess up your place. All right. Joined by the Knox County Fair Board members, Josh Smith, Scott Erickson, Ted Ennis, and Darcy Thorpe here this morning. And then, of course, Saturday, 5 o'clock, this is always a big one, brings a ton of people out, the actual demo derby itself. Always a big one.
Yeah, we have a promoter this year, Rob Monasmith. He's going to do all kinds of different things. We have a short bus demo this year. You might have seen some of those around town. All kinds of classes. A lot of different things this year. Hopefully get more people there, get more cars there. And
the bus demo should be very interesting.
We've
got, what, five or six of those, Darcy?
Right now they've got five. And, yeah, the really cool thing about it is these local guys have gotten these buses and really thought outside of the box and actually are raising money for different organizations for it. One's really one thing that's very going on right now in Knoxville is the Gabe Strong campaign, Shave for the Brave. I mean, there's others. So come out, support your local charities. It's a great cause.
And you can even win the
drive-in. Yeah, if you want. Yep. Yeah, they're selling tickets, $50, and you get a chance to actually drive the bus in the demo.
Well, there you go.
Hey, so I don't know.
There you go. If you've ever wanted to do that, there's an opportunity.
And bring your kids. We have the Power Wheel demo for the kids and the Power Wheel Figure Eight.
So that is super
We did that
cute.
Last year. It is really good. They pop the balloons on the corners of the cars. And
they don't hurt the cars.
Yeah, the kids
had a couple parents. Does they really knock up the cars? I'm like, no, there's balloons.
Because that was the thing. Because those things are expensive.
They are.
Yep. Yeah. So you know, they didn't figure they messed them up in any way.
But. Correct. Those will start on 5 o'clock. On Friday night and 4 o'clock on Saturday night.
Okay.
For the kids. Right. And that's a fun deal. Fun for the kids.
It's so that's all the grandstanding. But go ahead. Oh, somebody else have something?
Nope. Okay. I also wanted to mention that we are doing a raffle this year. That's kind of been a big thing for us. We've been taking around a Polaris 900 Ranger that we are trying to do raffle tickets on. The tickets are $100 a piece, but we're only selling 250 tickets. It's a very nice machine, and it will be on display at the fair the entire time. The night of the 14th.
Yep.
We'll draw. Go ahead, Scott.
If anybody's interested in tickets or getting tickets while they are out at the fairgrounds, just either find somebody in a red Fair Board shirt or go to the office and they'll have them there for them.
That's pretty good odds.
Yeah.
Really
good. It's a very nice.
I need to sell mine, so find me, please.
So, again, the grandstand, the fun card's available, just $25. It's a 60% savings. It's good for gate and grandstand admittance. That's a really, really good price. And armbands available every night. So there's so many other things that go on. Of course, livestock judging. There's all kind of other judging going on, whether it's food or vegetables are just so many great events that go on.
Tuesday at 5:30, we're having a bake sale auction. There'll be antique tractor displays there all week, new tractor and farm equipment displays. There's a huge petting zoo this year, giant petting zoo. They got in there?
Monkeys and kangaroos.
Really?
And
camel. Pig races, boxing displays with Galesburg Boxing Club, and all kinds of other stuff, not including the beer garden activities at night, because that's... We got some awesome bands this year for that, too.
Yeah, always some great entertainment in there, some really good bands. And, they're just, there's, like I say, something for everyone.
Yeah.
If you want to come out to the beer garden, Wednesday night is Staggered. Thursday night's Backstab and Betty. Friday, Patrick and Swayze. And Saturday is Frank F. Sidney's Western Bandit Volunteers. So it's a real good lineup of good bands for this year.
Absolutely.
And we tried to move all the events, the grandstand events up a little bit. That way people can get into the beer garden and be able to listen to the bands a little bit more. And we were getting to where the events were running a little bit long, and then people wouldn't be able to get into the grandstand or into the beer garden and be able to hear anything. So hopefully this year will be a little better.
Yeah, plus we can get the families out on the Midway a little bit more. We have a new carnival this
year. Right, I was going to ask about the carnival. Tell us about this year's carnival.
It's big.
Yeah, that's good. That's even a good bigger. Thing, yeah.
And we've got 18 rides this year. We usually have about 15. They kind of brought them in a little bit tighter this year because we're worried about parking. So it is a tighter little area, but man, two of the rides, I would never. There's one.
But
it's like the Ring of Fire. And there's another one that it's a brand new ride, and it was made in the United States, and it is a nice ride.
65 foot tall.
There was a couple of them running last night when we were there working, and I was looking.
It freaked me out.
Ain't no way. Could not pay me enough to get on.
You're a thrill seeker.
Yep.
But the good thing too is, man, there is a ride for every age, especially a lot of smaller kid rides. So they'll enjoy that. It'll be fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just so much going on. And again, harness racing, 5 o'clock today. Then the fair gets underway tomorrow. What time will for instance with the midway and everything?
Everything starts usually around 5 o'clock.
Around 5
so
o'clock,
yeah,
okay.
Come on over, and you know if there's people there, the carnival's ready to go. So they'll open up. I mean, I hate to say hours, but armbands are from 5 to 9, but the carnival will be open.
Knox County Fair over in Knoxville getting underway tomorrow, harness racing tonight, and just a lot of great grandstand events and everything. I mean, again, yeah, all the domestic going, all the buildings, and check out all the wares that people have either made or grown or whatever. I mean, there's just so much to see.
Ed, we've worked our tails off this year on the property itself. Mm-hmm. New fence and new asphalt and painting buildings and new lights everywhere, and there's... We're doing our best to upgrade things and try to make it as best as we can.
Yeah,
and definitely special thanks to all of the people that helped us.
Oh, and you don't even dare say one because you'll forget. There's been so many people that have donated time or materials or money or anything towards it, and it's amazing what it looks like now compared to what it looked like a few years ago.
It's been a work of love for all of us. But please go to our Facebook page, Knox County Illinois Fair, and it shows basically who's been donating, and I'm in awe of the local businesses that come out and just keep donating and help us out. It's taken a village, we kind of say, to get this place back to where it needs to be, and we still have a lot of work to do, but the fence was huge this year. We, because of issues that happened here in Galesburg at the last carnival, we really upped our security, so that was extremely important to get in, and
that's where the lights and all that stuff comes into play. We want people to feel safe, and there'll be way more security there this year than there is in years past, and
it's going to be strict to get in. And I hope we don't make anybody mad, but we're searching, and we've got dress codes, and we've got cops everywhere. We've actually got a command post out there for the Knox County, so safety is our number one.
It's about the family safety. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right, and the thing is, there way more good happens than bad.
Exactly.
And the fair is one of those good things, and people, there's nothing to do. This is just one of them.
But we want to reiterate that we've really stepped that up.
Absolutely. All right. Anything else we need to know about this year's Knox County Fair?
Come out and have fun.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what it's for. We do all the work so people can come out and enjoy it. So,
well, guys, thanks so much. Really appreciate all the work you guys have done. Looking forward to actually seeing everything out there and all the updates and everything, too.
Very good.
Josh Smith, Scott Erickson, Ted Ennis, Darcy Thorpe, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Knox County Fair, again, harness racing tonight at 5 o'clock. It's free.
Free.
And all the rest of the fair gets underway tomorrow, runs all the way through Saturday. You got plenty of time to get out to the fairgrounds. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you.